Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and welcome to another episode here where I am going to just ramble on about what is going on in my reselling journey and share my struggles. And we're going to pretend like there's some triumphs. Well, there are. Look, I'm going to be positive. There are some things that we got done here, but we are going to navigate this new reselling gig that I'm trying to, I don't know, reinvent for myself and as a new mom, and share it with you guys, because you guys have been here for this journey for a while, or maybe you're brand new, which is awesome too. But that's the season that we're in right now. We are slowly easing our way back into all things reselling, and this can apply to so many people, even if it is not being a full-time mom. And you may hear a snoring baby in the background, but this is the only time I can record is when he's sleeping on me. So let's just jump into this week's episode. We will see you at the table. Hey, everyone. How's it going? I hope your week is going great. I hope your last week and a half, almost 2 weeks, has been going great. Hopefully it's been uneventful or super eventful with positive things, one or the other. Mine has been eventful with baby things. So our little guy has an eye infection. So he had a blocked tear duct from birth, and we thought it would, you know, just heal on its own and be okay, because most of the time that's the case. Well, not this time. So it started off okay in the last couple of days. His eyes started to get pink, and the, you know, goop coming out of his eye was getting worse and worse. So I took some photos, called a pediatrician today. We went in and we have the beginning of pink eye. So we are treating that. Any tips on how to give a baby eye ointment is greatly appreciated, because I felt like I was hurting him, even though I know it's not hurting him. He was just screaming on the top of his lungs the whole time, trying to open his eye and put the ointment in. So any tips that you guys have before I go down a Google, Reddit, and YouTube rabbit hole would be greatly appreciated. So yeah, we have that going on, but positive news, he has gained a little more weight. So we are doing well there. I actually did some reselling work slowly. I would say over the last week and a half, I've done some work here and there every day, like even if it's just 15, 20 minutes, just something to kind of get myself back into the swing of things, which I talked about in the last episode, you know, slowly getting myself back into a rhythm. And I have found if I can sneak upstairs even for 20 minutes while he's napping, he's not a great napper. This boy here, he's snoring right now, but not a great napper. He likes to be awake and see what's happening. So I get very few breaks to do things. So when I do get a nice nap in, and I can see that he's pretty tired and he's not going to wake up, I'll sneak away for a little bit and get some stuff done. So one of the first things I started to tackle was the two tote bags of items that I took to Plato's Closet, and they only accepted like three things. Well, more than that. They accepted like 10, and I got $40. So not awful, but not great. So I had two bags just filled of things, but I had a thread up bag in my desk drawer. So we whipped that bad boy out and shoved everything in there. That is going off to the post office tomorrow. There were items that I just had already discounted at the end of last year, but they've been sitting. So we got rid of those. So that's done. What else do we do? Oh, we started to go through some totes, and because I have so few items in these totes now, I think I talked about this last time, where I can really consolidate my tote system and use these totes for other things. For example, baby clothes he's growing out of, or just organizational things from my basement, which was on my list like last year or 2 years ago of cleaning up my basement and organizing things with a tote scan system. I still haven't done that. So, but anyway, I want to organize all those items. So what I've been doing is taking one tote at a time. Some of these totes only have like six things in them, so it's not taking me too long. And just kind of taking inventory, seeing what's in there. Is it worth me keeping? Are we donating? Are we going to try to do buy, sell, trade? What are we doing with it? going to apologize in advance. I'm going to yawn a few times because I'm sleepy. The other, so once I go through that check, right? Like, what am I doing with this item? I then go into my Poshmark closet and I check to make sure the item is still listed. If it's not listed, now it's in my pile of things that need to be listed. Fair warning, I have noticed over the last, I'd say, 7 to 8 months, maybe even a year, that a lot of items that were once listed are no longer on Poshmark. Maybe it's a glitch with the bots out there that when we, list or delist, it causes an issue. I don't know. I can't figure it out. However, I already have a pile of like 10 items. They're not listed anymore. So we are cross-checking or making sure everything is listed. If the item is listed, and I am keeping it, then I am reviewing the title, I'm reviewing the description, reviewing pricing, doing research on the item. Have things changed? Has the market changed? Making sure that I'm accurate with what the market is showing, and kind of going through that. So that is my phase, the start, I suppose, of phase one, of revamping this reselling business into something more sustainable for my life right now and my goals right now. So I guess I should talk about my goals and how phase one is going to play into it. Before, my reselling goals were to make X amount of dollars each month, so that I could pay off whatever it was. Then it became, oh, excuse me, I am creating this reselling business to save up for XYZ. At one point, it was down payment for the house. Then it became pay off my car. Another time, it was to pay off my smallest student loan. So it always has a purpose, right? So right now, with the season of life that I am in, it is to make enough to pay my student loan payment every month because, yay, that's started again. And it's not fun to be paying that money every month. But I digress there. And then to also make enough to pay for diapers and formula. So I am breastfeeding, pumping, but because of his growth restriction and his size, we have to supplement with formula. And the formula that we've chosen to go with is Kendamil goat milk. It's the closest to breast milk and it's very gentle on baby's stomach. So we've had really good success with that. But that formula is $45, I think, at Target, something like that. There's also versions of this formula from the UK and Denmark. So we may grab some of those as well. Problem is, those are more expensive. So we've opted for the Target one right now. But as he transitions into foods over the next few months, we are going to look into getting the Kendamil and HIP cereals and various food items that these UK, Denmark, German brands sell. It is more expensive, but the quality is much better than what we offer here in the US. And I want to make sure that I'm able to give him, the best things that I can. Especially given some of the concerns at birth. He will be fine as he gets older, but we're just in a very sensitive stage. We want to make sure that we do everything that we can to offer him the best, right? We're fortunate enough to be in a situation where we can do that, but we would prefer for our reselling funds to go towards those necessities for baby so we can keep a little more of our paycheck for, whatever expenses come our way. So that's the current goal. And phase one, the way that phase one plays into it is I am reorganizing my business. I am fine-tuning the business. I am going to create a more efficient system for myself. I'm going to figure out where I'm at with inventory. What type of inventory do I need to bring in, to meet X goal that I have. And but in order to do all that, I have to filter through everything that I have. I need to clean house. I need to reorganize. I need to, restructure the way the room is set up. I need to bring my setup that I currently have into the bedroom space that is my office because we're going to eventually use the space that I photograph in. I talked about this last time as a playroom. So there's a lot of moving parts, but in order for me to even start that whole cleaning phase and all that, I need to see what I have and go through each item one by one, touch it, feel it, process it, all of that. So that's part of my phase one. Something that I have not been great with during phase one is recording my sales. And I mean, yes, I use my reseller genie, so it's very easy for me to go through and process everything because so much of it is automated. So it's not a huge hang up, but I have been a little lax with it for obvious reasons. So I need to get better with that, get back into the habit of, even if for right now it's once a month going in, I would like to get back to going in once or twice a week and just keeping up with the accounting. It just makes it so much easier at the end of the year, because taxes, and I don't want to be scrambling. I never really scramble, but I know myself, and if I keep letting it go, I'm going to form a habit, and I don't want that to happen because it's such an important piece of the business that needs to be accurate, and I need to be on time with it. That's just the way that it needs to be. So maybe that means I schedule it in somehow, pencil it in, create a reminder on my phone, a timer, I don't know, something, so that it dings and I'm like, oh, yep, got to do this. So let me open my app, laptop really quick and do it. It doesn't take long because it's so automated. But if it wasn't automated, it'd be a different story, right? So we are currently in the process of phase one. I feel like I have a good handle on baby's schedule. Now, I know he's not like on a routine schedule, right? Because he's still a newborn. He'll be 2 months at the end of this month. So it's not so much a schedule, it's more of a routine. And he follows a routine really well. He really has, we have a bedtime routine. He has taken to it since week three. We are on week six, and he's doing really well. We wait, he usually takes a nap around our dinner time. We wake him up, we feed him, we change him. He's in his jammies, and by 9:30, he's asleep. Right now it's 9 p.m. and he's been asleep on me since 8:45. I'm just leaving him on here so I can record this for you guys, but we will be transitioning into the bassinet as soon as we're done recording, and he'll probably sleep until midnight, maybe 12:30, 12:45. We're in that period now where he is sleeping for 3 hours, give or take, during certain stretches of the night. But then once that 12 o'clock hits, he's up every 2 hours until 4 a.m. and then he'll sleep from 4 until 7 a.m. Generally that's on me is when he's sleeping, so I'm awake. But he's sleeping on me at that time for 3 hours. So I do have some little breaks. So why am I bringing this up, right? I'm not just sharing it just to share it, but this purpose. I am going to use those times where I'm awake, and so I can do this while I'm pumping. I can do this while, while he's laying on me. Like right now, this is a great time for me to record, is this 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. time where I can sit, I can chat. He's on me. He's not going anywhere. He just might be making some noises that you might hear in the background. But other than that, where I can do stuff. So this will be my time to have my laptop out, do my accounting, have items already on my phone, start listing or drafting, go through items in my Poshmark closet, send the offers, drop prices, whatever it is. Like, I need to now get into the habit of, I can't really do this whenever I want right now with, how small he is. And the routine is whatever the routine is for him at that moment. It's not so regimented and scheduled, and it won't be for a while. So these little breaks that I have, I need to take advantage of. And yes, I could sleep, but I have never been someone who needs a lot of sleep. So when I get that 3 hour block of sleep, or close to 3 hours, so as soon as he goes into the bassinet, I'll go to sleep as well. And when he wakes up, I'm up. I feed, I change, I pump, and then I doze off here and there. By 3 a.m., Matt takes over, so I get another little stretch of sleep. At that 4 to 5 a.m. mark, I'm up and I have a good chunk of time before I start work. I don't start work till 8 a.m. where I can get some reselling stuff done. So I need to test it out and see how that goes. But since this is my first week back to work, I'm not testing anything out besides just cleaning house a little bit in my office. It looks like a bomb went off because I was separating things before baby came, and then I just kind of left it. And then I got a huge USPS order come in of all free shipping supplies, and I've just sat there since they came in like February. So every day I'm just chipping away at that until I get my little organized space back. But again, it will come with time. I know that. I'm okay with it. But I th so I'm sharing all this, right, to A, share what I'm doing. But B, I think that when things come up in our life and it kind of throws everything into shambles, it could be a health concern, it could be something to do with a family member, it could be anything. Anything that's going to turn your world upside down, and now you've got to create a brand new system, a brand new schedule, a brand new everything, and it feels like this foreign, I don't know, concept that you haven't had to do in so long. And now you need to figure out how to do it all over again. It really throws your, I don't know, your whole everything like for this crazy loop. Excuse me. And it's hard to kind of find your footing again. But once you take a step back, deep breath, to kind of write it out, think about it, talk about it out loud, which is one of the reasons why I'm doing this. Chatting to you guys about it, because as I'm talking about it, other things come into my mind. I'm like, oh, well, why didn't I think about that before? So it's very helpful to talk out loud about it, whether people are listening to you or you're talking into thin air or you're talking to yourself, whatever it is helpful to just hear it. It makes you process things differently. Excuse me. So yeah, I just think it doesn't matter what the circumstance is that you're in that's causing you to fluctuate within your business, not do things the way you were before. Find those little spurts of time or come up with a creative way to do something so that it feels like you're being productive. You are being productive, but it's being productive in a different way. I think it's really easy for us to just be down on ourselves when we're not in our routine and things are not going the way they were supposed to go, right? The way that we had planned. Or we feel so challenged that we're almost stuck and we can't do anything about it. So I think it's good to, like I said, talk out loud about it and hear what other people are going through and how they've navigated it and just be honest with yourself and the expectations that you set, because they might be totally different than the expectations you had set for yourself before. And that's okay because life changes and it's supposed to change. It's not supposed to be the same. Stagnant life is a boring life. You want the ups and the downs and everything in between because that's what helps us grow and be better and learn and all of that stuff. So we are knee deep in learning and pivoting and all of that stuff, but it's all good. And I appreciate you guys letting me come on here and just rant about it because motherhood is lonely in a way that I didn't think it would be. It's so, yes, there are people are around me that are supportive and that are wonderful and family and friends and all of that. But the like nitty-gritty of motherhood is lonely. And there are things that I guess I once thought wouldn't bother me. Or like for example, it bothers me that me, Miss Independent type A, let me do everything on my own, has to ask for assistance of like, hey, can you hold the baby for 5 minutes so I can just go to the bathroom, wash up, and put pajamas on? That bothers me. I don't, it's like this whole new entity of what you knew yourself to be. Being a mom is one thing, but like losing that ability to be so self-sufficient as someone who is very self-sufficient before all this, and I still am to an extent, but like needing that support is very difficult for me. And it makes me feel isolated in a way. I know it sounds really weird, but like that's the feeling that I get where it's like I am a shell and I am so broken and I need like most intense super glue to put it back together because I don't like this version of myself having to always need help. I'm the helper. I'm the one who does that, right? Like that's just how my life has always been. So it's just strange. And then you see other people who are new moms who do not have a Velcro baby like I do. My baby is very much attached to me, wants me at all times. Dad can hold him and he is screaming his head off. He only wants mom. That is just who the baby is. And I honestly love it because I get all the snuggles in the world and this little phase only lasts for so long. But it is a very lonely feeling. So, with all that being said, this is my space to be myself and share all that with all of my friends while I rebuild this business. And I'm very excited for the way that I'm going to rebuild it. I'm very excited for the possibilities that are going to come my way. I'm very excited for the way that I'm going to structure it so that honestly, it probably will run even better than it did before because it doesn't have a choice but to run better than it did before. I can't spend endless time on things right now. I have to be so efficient and productive, but not in the way that I was before. Like it's a totally different way of looking at it. So I accept the challenge. I love challenges like this. I'm happy to share it with you guys and my fumbles along the way because there definitely will be fumbles. And also the positive things that I've learned and I'm sure will help shape me as a better person as well. And things that I can teach Gio as he gets older. And, you know, he's an Aries baby, so he'll have an entrepreneurial mind. Aries babies usually do. So he maybe he'll get an interest in all of this and want to set up his own business someday. But yeah, we're knee deep in phase one. Let's I guess think about what phase two is going to be. And you guys maybe from the same process as me, you can think about your phase one and what phase two will be. For me, phase two is going to be the looking at the numbers part of things, looking at the sell-through rates, really diving into the analytical aspect of things, really taking time with the sourcing, being very particular about the sourcing. I mentioned it last time, build up that cash that I need to do the sourcing that I need to do. We're going to work on that. That's going to take a little bit of time, but that's my goal for phase two is to really dive into the numbers aspect of things. And we are not there yet. I would say phase two is probably going to start in quarter three. That's my goal anyway. But I don't know. We'll see when we get to quarter three. It might be like halfway through quarter three that we get there. Regardless, that's where I anticipate that part of it to be. And then phase three would be actually implementing all the things and tracking what that success or failure looks like. I hate the word failure, but you know what I mean. And then phase four is the full, you know, looking at the full picture and deciding what worked, what didn't work. At that point, we'll be into 2025. And, hopefully, either it's working and we're going to continue, or it's working, but we need to fine-tune some things. I hope it's not working. You did it all wrong. Start all over again. But if it is, so be it. So that's my hypothetical timeline. So we will see where that all goes. No episode next week. Obviously, if you guys, Patreon group, there will be an audio episode. Last week it was a post for you guys of some things going on in the secondhand market. This upcoming week, it will be an audio recording. the next episode for everyone else. So I think I'm going to do a deep dive. It's either going to be into a brand. It's a little late for my summer trends. I really should have done them this week, but it's either going to be a deep dive or summer trends for the next episode. It just depends on time, really. So you're either going to get the summer trends in 2 weeks, or it'll be a deep dive on a brand. I'm thinking summer trends, but you guys let me know what you want. I think summer trends is the way to go, because June is slowly approaching and we're going to be in summer. So, and spring, summer kind of go hand in hand, but there are some very specific summer things that are happening. So yeah, let's do that. Let's plan for summer trends, unless you guys don't want that yet and you want to wait a little bit. You let me know. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful couple of weeks. We will chat soon. Hopefully, I'll have some positive updates about some things that I've done in the business from now until then. Or maybe I'll just cry about how I didn't get anything done. It'll be one or the other. I hope you guys have a great, great couple of weeks, and we will chat soon. Bye, everyone.